This might actually be more of an audio bag now that you mention it, Bob, but, you know, we'll call it whatever you want. It's a radio segment.
See, he's doing it right now.
But we can call it the sports sesh if you want. So we have a story that Auburn sports play-by-play broadcaster Rod Bramblett died over the weekend.
Yes.
He and his wife, Paula, in an automobile accident, 52 years old. Very sad that that he died. And that got me thinking about Auburn. And, wow, I, you know, whenever a sports announcer dies across the land or gets in the news, we're like, hey, have we ever heard them on Homer Call of the Week?
Oh,
actually,
yes.
We've heard this guy quite a few times. I look back all the way to, it looks like we first featured him in 2003.
What's
we
his
had
name
him in
again?
2007, Rod Bramblett.
Yes.
In 2018, just this past year, he made it for a call against LSU.
But
there's a big one.
Yeah.
It was 2013. It was week 12 of Homer Call. It was the Iron Bowl.
Was it ever?
It was Auburn v. Alabama in what some are saying is the greatest end to any college football game ever.
I would have a hard time disputing this. This was such a ridiculous moment.
This is the same year that Manziel upset Alabama, if you recall. It's also the same year that Auburn went and beat Manziel later in the year.
Who was the Auburn before you play it? Because I assume that's where you're headed here.
Yeah, we're going to play the audio.
Who was
the kick six.
Who was the Auburn DB that took this back? Like, was he like a Chris Davis or something? What was his name? Can't remember, but he went right to the Senior Bowl that year. I'm trying to remember.
You are right.
Was it Chris Davis?
It is. His name is Chris Davis.
Yes.
If you remember the very end of this game, of course, it's tied at 28.
Jake.
Tied at 28, a late Auburn rally ties it at 28. 32 seconds are left. After the kickoff, Alabama moves up to the Auburn 38-yard line, but the clock ran out, sending the game to overtime. Nick Saban challenges that. He challenged the timekeeping call.
Mm-hmm.
After a video review, they put 1 second back on the clock. So Alabama lines up for a potentially game-winning 57-yard field goal. Here is what happened.
Chris Davis is going to drop back into the end zone in single safety. But I guess if this thing comes up short, he can field it and run it out. All right, here we go. 56-yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl in the most unbelievable fashion you will ever see. I cannot believe it.
Oh, my God.
34-28. And we thought a miracle at Jordan-Hare was amazing. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Chris Davis just read it. 109 yards. And Auburn is going to the championship game.
You got plans next week, my friend?
Woo!
I'll be in Atlanta.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Never in all my days have I seen anything like that.
That is so great.
Yeah, just reading about the whole game, too, and their season, everything. That was awesome.
Well, I mean, just you're thinking you're about to lose. It's your biggest rival. It's the team you hate the most. And on the same play, the kick six, I just don't think you can top that for that moment. And the underrated thing in there at the very start was just hearing Crazy Train in the background, which feels like the soundtrack for every big football moment of your entire life, is that somewhere a stadium is playing Crazy Train right as the play's about to start. There it was.
One more piece of audio for you in the sesh today.
Yes?
LeBron James Jr.
Right when we thought
Boy,
we were
remember
getting,
this kid?
Right when we thought we were getting rid of LeBron.
Man, I remember when he was
James
six
Brown.
Or seven, and I was out at the game and just watching him like dribble two balls with, you know, like he was awesome when he was seven. And I was trying to set him up, arrange a marriage between my daughter and him. Well, that never worked out. Anyway, he's like really awesome now. He's 14, and he's, yes, he's dunking. He's awesome. I don't know how. It's weird how that works, right? I guess it's just luck. It's not, there's no genetics involved. But
hard work, man.
He got on Instagram, and this was his first ever Instagram video post, which has been since taken down. See if you can discover why they took it down.
Is that a red flag?
Listen up, motherfucker. It's time to make a PSA. Just because she has a pretty face does not mean she has pretty heart. These bitches don't give a fuck about a nigga. You bitch ass bitch. They want to hurt a nigga heart before they even give you your heart. They want to see a break apart. Fuck these hoes. And half of these bitches ain't got no money. Try not some. All they want to do is smoke your motherfucking weed away. So, bitch.
So
retweet.
Kid's a legend.
I gotta think. LeBron is one of the most careful athletes that I know. Like, he seems like he's handling the modern era very well, right? Like, I know for a fact. LeBron goes to great lengths to make sure that his, you know, the message that gets out there about LeBron might be cleaner than his actual LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, I remember after the Cavs won the championship, like Dan Gilbert diverted their plane to Vegas. And they all stopped in Vegas and said, we're just partying here. I remember they won it in Golden State, Game 7.
I do remember.
And I know LeBron, like, made an obligatory 2-minute appearance at the party and then got out of there. Like, J.R. Smith had chicks on his arms and Kevin, you know, they're all partying like nuts. But LeBron, from my my accounts from that party, came, said hi, waved, left. Because he didn't, you know, you just won't see pictures of LeBron doing what maybe LeBron does in his private time, but, you know, he just doesn't get in trouble publicly. I got to imagine that he would have quite a problem with this.
Yeah.
With little LeBron. And
well, as a parent of youngsters, they don't always quickly take to your advice in these matters.
Even LeBron, Bob.
And they can.
So you can look at LeBron and say, wow, he's losing hair and he can't control his kids. Maybe I'm not that bad of a parent.
I have to play you Bronny's second video.
Oh, there's more?
The first one was taken down. The second one is a family dinner the next night. And it will become apparent that it was the next night, Tuesday night. Here's LeBron.
This is Taco Tuesday! What is it, Z?
Taco Tuesday!
Bryce, what is it?
Taco Tuesday!
What is it? Bryce! What is it?
Taco Tuesday!
It's Taco Tuesday!
This is just family dinner with LeBron and Bronny as LeBron is going around the room. And
so he's... He has instructed Bronny...
Get the phone out.
This is what we do on Instagram.
Right.
Silly. We're promoting that we're having a fun family time. We don't record the fights that we have.
No N-word.
Yeah, no profanity.
Okay, that's a little... but... Oh, I thought that was great.
Well, I can't wait till next Tuesday.
This is Bronny's account, and I need that now. Yeah. I need to know about Taco Tuesday.
All right, it's quarter till. Well, we have a weather watch here in Dallas on the ticket.